Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hunker Down Guide Show. I'm your host, Jamie Robe, and I'd like to welcome you to our Tropical Friday, where we're going to look at the tropics. And you can always come over to our website, hunkerdownguide.com, where we've got hurricane tracking maps and things in here that are really useful. So you can just come to the hurricane tracking and click there, or you can come down into the left menu and come down to our hurricane tracking room. So in here we have forecasts, models, links to different important websites that have to do with weather, maps, radar, and satellite imagery. So this is pretty cool. And so let's go ahead and jump right in and look at our forecast. So every hour I pull down automatically the weather outlook and discussions from the from the National Hurricane Center. And you can see as of 2 p.m. on Friday, July 17th, we actually have two areas of interest. One is in the eastern tropical Atlantic. So this one has, you will see it, we'll see a graphic of it in a minute, but we basically have 10% probability over the next 48 hours and 7 days. Now the area of more interest to us immediately, there is actually something in the Gulf that's near Florida. So this area has a 10% chance of development over the next 48 hours and 30% over the next 7 days. So let's jump over to the graphical outlook. So this one is, right up here where we've got the, you can see this blob area here, all the way from Louisiana to actually out into the Atlantic a little bit. So it overlaps the northern half of Florida, kind of a dividing line down right by Tampa Bay where I'm at. And you can see there's an X and there's an arrow pointing up. So that something is down here and developing. And you can actually see this if you go to some other maps and look. And I'm just going to point out while we're on this map that we've got this area near Africa as well. So that was the area that had the lesser development probabilities. But this this region here that could develop into something is much closer to the States, obviously. So let's jump over and we'll look at a radar image of this area. So we can go to our radar and go to our view of the Southeast U.S. So this is giving you, a whole composite of all the radars out there. And you can actually see a kind of a swirling thing here. You know, we've been watching that all day because we've actually had rain all afternoon. And we're supposed to have a lot of rain this weekend. You can click on the link down here and take you over to this next image, which is the, this is a the same composite, just on an interactive map that you can really zoom in and out of and stuff. So here you can see all the warning areas that are popped up over the northern part of Florida, central and northern, and you can actually see that there's a low pressure rotating down here. So right now it's not, it's not even a depression yet, as of right now, as I'm recording this, but it could turn into a tropical cyclone of some sort. And like they're saying, there's a 30% probability over the next 7 days. And then they're saying that this could move up into, to our northwest, and develop into something up in here. So I'm not sure, if this is going to be a big impact on the States at this point, but we got to keep our eye on it for sure. If we jump back to the tracking room, again, on our hunkerdownguide.com website, one thing that I always point out is the surface temperatures. That is key. And you can see that there's, because of El Nino, there's really warm in the Pacific, but it's actually cooler than normal in the Caribbean and parts of the Gulf all the way out into the Atlantic. So this is kind of unusual since the past years have been very warm, but you can see that right off of Tampa Bay, there is a hot spot there. So remember, hurricanes are heat engines, and they pull the heat out of the oceans to rev up and turn into the, you know, more powerful cyclones. So we can actually look at some of the temperatures. So you can see right up along, let me get here, right up along the land, it's, you know, warmer. So the whole Gulf is pretty warm, but, you know, right up closer to us, there's some energy that could be used to spin things up. So again, you know, as we look at this rotating area, who knows what's going to happen over the next few days, but definitely want to keep an eye on this. You can always come to our website. And again, that's hunkerdownguide.com. If you want to use this time to start your preparations for the season or to test things, you know, I've got a book out, Day Before Disaster. Go to our website and watch a video about it. We have a lot of cool things on hunkerdownguide.com, including our Hurricane Plan 101 course, which is completely free. So I advise you to you know, take advantage of this time in the season where we haven't had a lot of activity yet, but things are starting to, you know, warm up. So we definitely want to keep our preparations, you know, up to date. And I hope you have a great weekend.